Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. We Have Never Been Woke: The Cultural Contradictions of a New Elite is a sociological and political economy study of contemporary elite culture, written by Musa Al-Gharbi. Rather than treating wokeness as a simple set of bad ideas or as a purely moral reform movement, the book examines how progressive language and social justice commitments operate within a new professional class. Al-Gharbi focuses on symbolic capitalists, people working in fields such as education, media, nonprofits, and related knowledge industries, and argues that their values and behavior are shaped by status competition as much as by egalitarian principle. The book asks why strongly anti-racist, feminist, and inclusive rhetoric has grown alongside widening inequality, and why elite institutions often benefit from that rhetoric while failing to materially improve conditions for disadvantaged groups. It is a critique of elite liberalism, but one grounded in historical comparison, sociological analysis, and attention to incentives rather than partisan slogans. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, symbolic capitalists and the rise of a new professional elite. A central argument of the book is that contemporary social power is concentrated not only in people who control money, but also in people who control symbols, narratives, and institutional legitimacy. Al-Gharbi calls this group symbolic capitalists, a class that includes many workers in education, media, philanthropy, administration, and related knowledge sectors. Their influence comes from shaping discourse, setting norms, and defining what counts as moral or respectable. The book shows that this class often sees itself as progressive and socially conscious, yet its position depends on systems that sort people by credentials, access, and cultural fluency. That tension matters because it explains why the language of inclusion can coexist with sharp hierarchy. The book is not arguing that all such professionals are cynical. Instead, it suggests that their sincere commitments are filtered through elite incentives, so the rhetoric of equality can function as a marker of status and belonging. This framework is important because it shifts attention from individual hypocrisy to the structure of a class that gains power through symbolic work. Secondly, wokeness as a disposition, not just an ideology. The book treats wokeness less as a fixed doctrine and more as a cluster of attitudes, habits, and moral reflexes. That approach lets Al-Gharbi analyze how people signal concern with privilege, bias, disparities, and identity without reducing the topic to a checklist of slogans. In this view, wokeness operates through style as much as substance. It is expressed in what kinds of concerns are highlighted, which harms are treated as urgent, and which groups are seen as morally central. This is a useful move because it explains why the term can be so unstable in public debate. Different people use woke to describe activism, elite manners, institutional language, or a broader moral sensibility. By focusing on dispositions, the book is able to ask what social work this language performs. The answer is that it often helps educated elites present themselves as ethically serious and historically aware, even when little changes materially. This does not make the ideas meaningless, but it does show how a moral vocabulary can become a form of social identity and professional distinction. Thirdly, why social justice rhetoric can reinforce inequality. One of the book's strongest claims is that elite support for social justice often coexists with practices that preserve or deepen inequality. Al-Gharbi argues that symbolic capitalists can benefit from egalitarian language in ways that do not improve conditions for people at the bottom. For example, institutions may adopt diversity language, public commitments to inclusion, and highly visible anti-racist messaging, while leaving underlying resource distribution largely untouched. In some cases, these performances of concern even strengthen elite legitimacy by making privileged actors appear morally enlightened. The book also suggests that status competition inside the knowledge economy can turn social justice into a tool for defeating rivals and consolidating authority. That helps explain why moral language can be deployed against less credentialed people or against those who do not speak the approved idiom of progress. The result is a paradoxical culture that condemns hierarchy symbolically while reproducing it structurally. This is a key reason the book is more than a critique of bad behavior. It is a study of how moral discourse can be absorbed into institutional incentives and repurposed for social advantage. Fourthly, historical awakenings and the cyclical nature of cultural change. Al-Gharbi does not present the current moment as unprecedented. Instead, he compares the present Great Awakening with earlier periods of rapid cultural and moral change. This historical framing helps the book avoid simple panic or nostalgia. By looking at earlier awakenings, the author asks when such movements emerge, what conditions sustain them, how they end, and what kinds of institutional effects they produce. The comparison suggests that current debates over race, gender, and identity are part of a recurring pattern in which moral enthusiasm rises alongside elite transformation, institutional turnover, and broader social conflict. This matters because it places culture war language inside a longer sequence of shifts in status and power. It also implies that backlash is not accidental. When elites moralize social life in ways that feel detached from material realities, resistance is predictable. The historical chapters, therefore, do conceptual work as well as explanatory work. They show that contemporary wokeness is not just a collection of online controversies, but part of a broader cycle in which new elite formations use moral language to organize social meaning and then face limits when that language fails to produce concrete change. Lastly, analytic egalitarianism and the book's method of criticism. The book's method is as important as its conclusions. Al Garbi uses what he calls analytic egalitarianism, meaning that all social groups should be examined by the same standards, rather than being granted different levels of sympathy or scrutiny depending on political alignment. This method matters because the book refuses two easy positions defending every woke claim as morally pure or dismissing all progressivism as bad faith. Instead, it asks how the same analytical rules apply to elites, activists, critics, and marginalized groups alike. That makes the book unusually self-conscious about method, and it helps explain its restrained tone. The point is not to score rhetorical wins, but to identify patterns in behavior, incentives, and institutional outcomes. This approach also clarifies the book's larger caution: good intentions do not guarantee good effects. Ideas may contain valid insights while also being stretched beyond usefulness or turned into status markers. By insisting on consistent analysis, the book offers readers a framework for evaluating social justice politics without collapsing into either celebration or contempt. That balance is one of the book's most distinctive intellectual contributions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, research-driven account of contemporary progressive culture rather than a polemic for or against wokeness. Scholars of sociology, political economy, communication, public policy, and cultural studies will find it especially useful. But it also speaks to general readers trying to understand why elite institutions so often sound egalitarian while leaving structural inequality intact. Its practical value lies in helping readers distinguish moral signaling from material change and in showing how class position shapes the language of justice. Intellectual readers will appreciate that the book does not simply attack progressive ideals. It asks how those ideals are transformed by institutional incentives, professional status, and symbolic power. That makes it stand out from books that treat wokeness only as an ideological pathology or only as a misunderstood moral advance. Compared with similar works, it is more sociological, more historically comparative, and more careful about the difference between ideas and the people who use them. For anyone trying to make sense of elite liberalism, identity politics, and the politics of status in the knowledge economy, it offers a disciplined and unusually clarifying framework. If you would like to support Musa Al Garbi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.